This is a story written by Arthur and also voiced by Arthur, and it doesn't have a name yet. A couple feet off 66, and a back road or so, a gas station sits dimly lit, the paint crawls off the concrete, and gas leaks into puddles onto the asphalt. Reflections of streetlights bounce over dusty windows, and an open sign hangs from faulty wires. The 7-Eleven on First had never really been habitable, even before it had been shut down. Far too many health code violations had plagued its property for years, and the bathrooms were commonly disliked. But now, almost 30 years after closure, life starts to spur. Under the lid of a crumbling ivory trash bin, a scruffy worm-tailed rat pokes its nose out of the crack. Slowly, each limb scrambles over the edge, the rat falling onto the walk. It twitched, belly up, for a couple moments, then flipped itself, shaking plastic wraps off its fur. The rat starts to bolt. As it approaches the doors, painted with cracks and plastered with dirt, it scrunches its inner organs together. After sliding between the two panes, it drags its decomposing structure across the inner tiles. The inside of the station was bursting at the seams. Shelves were collapsed in on each other, snack food spread across the marble flooring, and a name tag labeled, "Hi, I'm Todd," was abandoned atop a cash register. Flickering lights dot the ceiling, and sickly green walls carry creaky doors, one labeled with a male bathroom decal. The rat is headed towards it. Unbeknownst to the rat, its little paws awaken a creature dwelling in the water closet. 30 years of hunger are no match for vermin. The rat crawls under the door frame intently, drawn in by an invisible force. Its beady black eyes look over the top of the white bowl, completely blind to its set-in-stone future, only seconds away from its untimely death. Now, as the rat stops in its tracks, two clawed hands resembling a human slide onto the toilet ring, grasping each side and seeping yellow ooze. Slowly, a bald, wrinkled, and bloody forehead appears behind the gripping and scratching limbs. Two eyes pop out, red-stained and rolling in their sockets, and an unproportioned mouth drags out under a vertical nose. The face stretches out like a coil, stopping only inches away from the rodent's face, and even though the rat was glued to the carpeted floor, its heart and lungs were bursting out of its ribcage, every instinct screaming for it to run, to hide. For a moment or two, the collector and the rat silently pierced each other's eyes, not a breath could sneak out between the heavy tension. The sink dripped. Plink. Plink, plink. The entire room was waiting. Plink. The sink stopped. The toilet bursted into a fountain of sewage, and the carpet below was drowned out. The collector grabbed the rodent by the neck, its limbs thrashing around and yearning for freedom. The collector shoved the rat between its human-like teeth, tearing apart its body from the inside. The corpse was forced down the creature's esophagus, each protruding lump sticking out of the stretching out the collector's skin. And as the monster of a being slinked back under the surface, the fur of a rat sprouted from its smooth skull and folded over. Plunk. The collector wouldn't need to eat for another decade or so, and the breeze of a cold midnight slipped between the bricks, shutting away the toilet.